Welcome to Jury Duty. I'm your host, Chris Terracone. Season 8 of Jury Duty explores the trial of Alex Murdoch, a member of one of the most powerful families in South Carolina, who is accused of murdering his son Paul and his wife Maggie, with the purpose of covering up a multitude of alleged crimes including fraud and homicide. In our last episode, we began our look at the testimonies of GM technician Devin Newell and Roger Dale Davis, who took care of the kennels for the Murdochs at Moselle. In this installment, we conclude our review of Mr. Davis's testimony. That's all coming up right after the break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is the late morning of February 14th, 2023, day 15 of the trial of Alex Murdoch. As we concluded our last episode, Prosecutor David Fernandez was questioning Roger Dale Davis about his responsibilities at the Murdoch family's Moselle Road property around the time of the murders of Paul and Maggie. As we begin this installment, Fernandez moves on to ask the witness to describe his activities on the day of the killings.
Walk us through that day. What did you do in the morning?
I got there probably around 7, 8 o'clock. It all depended on when I got up. But most time I got up early, I would be there before 6:30, 7 o'clock. I would go through there, feed the dogs, feed the chicken. That give the dog time to eat their food, and then I'd wash the pens out.
And was anything unusual or out of place when you were down there in the morning?
No.
And did you repeat the process again in the afternoon, in the evening time?
I did.
What time did you, on Monday, June 7th, what time did you go back to the pens?
I got there before 4 o'clock, because I remember leaving at 4:30.
All right. And was anyone there at the time you went to the dog kennels that day?
No.
Did you notice anything out of place when you went there at the dog kennels in the evening time?
No.
And what did you do after arriving?
Well, once I arrived that afternoon, I got out. I fed Grady, Bubba, and Maggie, because we fed them twice a day. The hunting dogs only got once a day. Took and fed them. I picked the dog beds up. I dumped all the water out because I washed all their buckets, gave them fresh water, washed the pens out, stretched the hose out, cut the water at the valve off at the top, went down there, cut the water on. The valve on down at the end of the hose, so the water wouldn't come out. Rolled the hose up, and 4:30 I left.
You rolled it. Did you roll the hose up the way you've always done it that day?
Every time.
Do you remember how the dogs were laid out in the kennels that day when you left?
When I left, yes, sir.
Fernandez hands Mr. Davis a pen and motions to a piece of paper on the witness stand.
And with the court's permission, I'm going to ask the witness to please, if you would, write on that piece of paper, the exhibit, State's Exhibit 516, beginning with, first of all, on the far right, what's that door signify in the
storage room, feed room.
Okay. Beginning with kennel one, next to the feed room, what dog was in there when you left that day at 4 o'clock or before 5 o'clock?
Grady.
All right. If you would, please write Grady in there. And then moving on to kennel two. What dog was in kennel two?
Bubba.
And for our reference, Grady was the black lab?
Grady is the black lab.
Okay. And Bubba is a what?
Yellow lab.
Okay. And who was next to Bubba in pen three?
Maggie, because she was getting bigger than Bubba.
And Maggie is a what color?
Yellow lab.
All right. Were there any dogs next to Maggie?
No.
Okay. And that would be kennel four was open?
That one should be open. The next one down should have been Roden's dog.
Okay, can you write that in there? Just write chocolate lab. That'd be kennel five.
I'm trying to remember Rogan's dog's name. I don't remember what Rogan's dog's name was at the time.
Was there any dog located in kennel six?
Dahlia was at the very end, kennel 10. Armadillo should have been the next one coming back from Ken. Let's see, empty on nine. Armadillo should have been right past the hose right there. And then it would be Tappy Toes. It would have to be Tappy Toes right there because they always kept Rodin's dog and Maggie. There was a kennel in between them. So that should have been Tappy Toes right there.
On the courtroom monitors, Prosecutor Fernandez displays the diagram of the kennels with each dog's name written next to his or her respective kennel.
I'm going to put this on the screen. Just verify that that was what you filled out. All right, Mr. Dale, I see starting with number one, Grady, then Bubba, Maggie, then five is Rogan, six is Tappy Toes, seven is Armadillo, and 10 is Dahlia. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's the way it was when you left the property at around 5 o'clock that Monday, June 7th.
Yes.
And for our reference, on this diagram, that green circle, that represents what?
The hose, garden hose.
All right, I'm going to show you a few more pictures.
Fernandez first displays a photograph of the outside of the kennels on the monitor.
If you would just describe what we're seeing. Are you familiar with that angle?
Yes.
All right, where are we looking at from at this angle? Where are we looking at things?
You're looking straight down the kennel where you got the hose and the walkway going down in front of the kennels.
And on this picture, where would the feed room be located?
At the very end on the right hand of this picture.
Okay. When you, in the four years you were washing out the kennels, did water collect or pool in certain areas?
It did.
All right. Can you identify in this picture those areas?
Right under the hose, and right there, which should have been Armadillo's pen. That should have been right there, and then right below it should have been collected. And maybe one more little spot right down there towards the end of the post right there, but that'd be about it.
And like I said, for the record, this is stage 504. Moving on to stage 502, a very similar angle.
Fernandez displays another image of the kennels, taken from a slightly different angle.
Dale, do you see those pools of collected water that you mentioned just on the last exhibit?
Yes.
Okay. And also states 506.
The next photo displayed by the prosecutor shows the entirety of the kennel building.
And again, do you see the same angle, just pulled a little farther back?
Yes.
Who's the dog there on the last pen that we can see in the dog shed, in the dog house?
Dahlia.
All right. Did water ever pool over by the feed room?
No, because usually when that's the reason I would go in the afternoons, the sun would come down and beat. It would dry it up a lot quick. Especially in the summertime, it would really dry it real quick. In the wintertime, the sun would actually still hit the concrete around 3 to 4 o'clock. It'd be usually around 6 or so before the sun wouldn't be hitting on the concrete.
Did water pool in the front of where Bubba would have been located or Grady?
No.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Prosecutor David Fernandez continues his direct examination of Dale Davis by displaying a crime scene photograph of the feed room next to which Paul Murdoch was shot.
Showing you State's Exhibit 503. Dale, are you able to see the water located near the feed room and in front of the two kennels, one and two?
Yes.
Is that how water would normally pool when you washed the kennels for 4 years?
Normally, no. there's too much water right there. You can tell when the concrete's already done started drying, but there's too much water right there around the second and third pen.
Looking at this picture, what dog do we see in kennel one, and what dog do we see there in kennel two?
You see Bubba in kennel one and Maggie in kennel two.
And again, Grady is what kind of dog?
Grady is a lab.
What color is he?
Black.
And when we say the spots where you would put them or they were located, were there assigned kennels necessarily to the dogs?
Not really, but most of the time Miss Maggie wanted Grady to be in that kennel right next to the feed room, and then we'd use it with Bubba or Maggie in the following.
So that was just out of habit, mostly Maggie's habit?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did anyone else in the family put the dogs in a specific location, or did they put it wherever they could find a spot?
They would put it wherever they could find a spot.
But Maggie was particular about where she put them up?
Most of the time, yes.
Dale, I'm going to ask you about firearms in general. Are you familiar generally with firearms?
Yes.
Did Paul have any firearms that he favored over more often than others, just in your experience with him?
Yes.
All right. Are you familiar with an assault rifle-style rifle?
Yes.
All right. Tell us about the one that you observed Paul having with him most often.
When he went hog hunting, he would have a AR-style 300 blackout.
And what color was it?
Black.
Did it have a scope on it?
Yes.
All right. Did Paul also favor a camo shotgun?
Yes. During turkey season.
The family owned, as far as you knew, the family owned a lot of firearms. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you, in your experience, and did you spend a lot of time primarily down here at this dog pen area?
Yes.
Twice a day, every day?
Yes.
Did they occasionally leave guns at this area?
Yes.
All right, where would you have found them? And when I say occasionally, what does that mean to you?
That would be, especially when it was during hunting season, they would leave either on the golf cart or side by side. Sometimes they would leave them in the truck, but most of the time it would be on the golf cart or side by side.
And how often was that, if you're there every day?
Sometimes it could be once, sometimes it could be three or four times.
In a month?
In a month. It just all depends on how hurried they got.
But that's during hunting season, right?
That's during hunting season.
Did Alex carry a firearm?
I never seen him carry a firearm, but I know he carried a pistol in his vehicle.
Prosecutor Fernandez next asks Mr. Davis about the video taken by Paul Murdoch moments before he was shot. The clip, which has been played for multiple witnesses in this trial, shows a dog named Cash in his kennel. Each of the witnesses has identified the voices in the background of the video as belonging to Paul, Maggie, and Alex.
Did you have a chance to listen to a kennel video in meeting with law enforcement?
I did.
And did you identify the voices on that kennel video?
I did.
Whose voices did you hear?
Paul, Maggie's, and Alex.
In all the time that you spent out there in the 4 years, every day, twice a day, did you ever see a gun left in the feed room?
No.
And you went in the feed room every day, twice a day for 4 years?
Yes.
And when you refer to Alex carrying a pistol in his car, is that because you, how'd you know that?
One time I had to drive his vehicle over to the law firm, and then every once in a while he would happen to roll up the window or something up, it go to rain or something up, they happen to not be home.
You mentioned the vehicles. Were the vehicles unlocked? All the vehicles on the farm?
All the vehicles on the farm. Keys in them.
Keys in them, so someone could just open the door and drive them?
Oh, yeah. If they weren't in the switch, they would be in the center console.
And in this picture here that's still on, do you see the dog beds located in those pictures?
Yes, they're on top of the dog kennel.
They haven't been put down?
Haven't been put down.
No further. Thank you.
With that, David Fernandez concludes his direct examination of Mr. Davis. Defense Attorney Jim Griffin begins his cross-examination of the witness.
Good afternoon, Dale.
Good afternoon.
I'm Jim Griffin. We've met a few times, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
I want to start by asking you just how long did you work at Moselle with Alec Murdoch?
About 4 years.
And twice a day, every day?
No, it started off on just the weekends, and then I went full-time with him right before Ronnie quit.
Okay, and that's Ronnie Freeman?
Whatever his last name is, I know Ronnie. That's all I can tell you.
Yes, sir. And a couple things. You've said you've never seen guns left in the feed room, but you certainly seen guns left down in the work shed and
yes,
and in the what you call side by side, and that's a off-road vehicle that two people can sit beside each other.
Yes.
And then I guess they had golf cart
yes.
down there, and you seen left guns there.
Yes.
And you have seen guns left in their vehicles. And,
yes.
And unlocked, right?
Unlocked.
Hog hunting. There's really no season for hog hunting, is there?
No.
And a couple of those dogs in that kennel were used for hog hunting.
We had got Paul had got rid of the blue tick, but he kept armadillo. But he never really hunted him anymore after that last time he got hurt.
Right. Now, let's just be clear. When you're hog hunting with dogs, I don't think you can use a gun, can you?
Oh, yeah, you can use a gun.
Oh, you think? Okay. The
unless you're man enough to go in there and catch him by the foot and bring him out.
Well, somewhere along the way, I heard you had to use a knife as opposed to a gun, but I don't. Let me ask you the I'm going to pull up this video, Exhibit 297. It's the kennel video.
Jim Griffin has the kennel video displayed on the monitor. He pauses it on a still image of a black dog.
Now, stop right there. Is that Rugga's dog?
Yes.
Dog named Cash, you think?
Yep, that was it.
Cash. Cash would be in kennel number 5. Is that right?
Should have been. Round.
Yep. That's a few kennels up from the hose, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to run this, continue, and I'm get ready to stop when I tell you, Doug. All right, stop. Oh, go back.
Griffin next has the clip paused on a still image of a hose and a bucket seen by the corner of the kennel.
What do you see up there in the top left on that picture, Dale?
Hose.
That's the hose?
Yep.
Now that hose is on the ground, isn't it?
Yes.
Not rolled up, is it?
Nope.
Okay. And there's water around there, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay. So someone, before this video was taken, had taken the hose down that you meticulously wrapped it up. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you said Mr. Alec was particular about how the hose should be wrapped. Is that right?
Well, not particularly him. He liked it to be wrapped up, but he wasn't very particular how long as it was wrapped up out of his way.
Okay.
But I was very particular how I wrapped it.
You were very particular.
Yes.
Okay. How about Paul? Was he meticulous how he wrapped it?
No.
Okay. You mentioned that water would not normally accumulate up by Grady and
Bubba.
Bubba's, because that's where the sun would come in the evening. Right?
You washed it because if you didn't be very particular,
right?
They didn't seal up underneath that door. So the inside, the jams started to rot. So I tried to make sure, because if it was any kind of puddling or whatever, you'd have to make sure it was gone.
Right.
So you would try not to make sure there was no puddling there. So puddling didn't usually happen around the dog bean room. It would usually a couple posts back. You would have under the hose, usually around about where Armadillo's pen was, and there was a few other little spots around the post that normally would puddle.
Now, and you were meticulous about not letting water build up around the feed room door because of the rot.
Yep.
And, in fact, there was sealant in the feed room where you would have to routinely put by the door to keep it from rotting.
Alex done it the last time.
But you had to periodically do that, right?
Yes.
And you do that because water builds up, right?
Well, because the water was splashed, they didn't seal up underneath the door jam right now. And it would just run up underneath the plate right there for the cement. It would run and drain off.
Now, can we agree that Paul was not as meticulous as you were about spraying around the kennels?
Nope.
We can or cannot agree?
We can agree to that.
All right. And we saw the hose out, and you don't know what time that was, but I think the record reflects it's sometime 8:44 in the evening. I mean, that's about sundown, right, in June?
Oh, yeah.
And so there wouldn't be a hot sun burning the water off if the hose had been used, you know, right around that period of time, would there?
No.
And if Paul had not been meticulous like you, it wouldn't be unusual to see water build up where you see it in the photo, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And sometimes the dogs would knock over the water bowl.
They would.
And I think maybe we can see in the photos that would cause water to run off too as well, right?
Oh, yeah, it would run off.
Okay. What's lovey-dovey mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
When you use the phrase lovey-dovey about Alec and Maggie, what does that mean?
It means they love each other.
What in your presence, you described them as being lovey-dovey, didn't you?
Yes.
And tell Jerry what you meant by that.
Every time I always see him, I've never seen that man even raise his voice at his wife or kids. Or his wife. I've never seen him even none of them argue. But he always, anything she wanted or the boys wanted, he would try to get it.
What was your observation about his relationship with Paul?
They like to hunt and fish together. I mean, they drink beer together.
And his relationship with Buster?
I didn't see Buster as much, but it was always friendly. I mean, just never seen any harmful way or anything with them.
You remember, Dale, one time one of the hunting dogs got hung up in one of the kennels.
Yes.
Choking to death.
Yes.
And that dog was badly injured, wasn't
he? It was. It didn't survive.
And the decision was made to mercy to put the dog down, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Mr. Allen couldn't shoot that dog. He asked you to do it, didn't he?
Yes.
And did you do that?
Yes.
Now, on June 7th, the night of June the 7th, you got off work, I think you said 4:30?
4:30.
And you remember what you did? Did you go home?
I went straight to the house.
And you stay at the house all night?
I sure did.
You stay inside?
I did.
And you live?
A mile and a half.
Mile and a half. You're driving a lawnmower down that road, I believe, when I was last time saw you.
I did.
Did you hear any gunshots that night while you were in your house?
No, I did not.
You mentioned Paul liked to hunt with a blackout, 300 blackout, I guess?
He did, whole hunt.
Yeah, before the murders, when was the last time you saw that gun? You remember?
I cannot remember exact, but it was quite a few months. But he had said something about going hog hunting. He had it in his truck.
Right.
But it was a couple months, I know, at least 5 or 6 months.
All right. Bubba's been getting a bad name, but Bubba's a little stubborn dog.
Stubborn? No, he just rambunctious.
But would he listen to you?
Somewhat.
He listened to Alec?
He would.
And in that feed room, did you keep shock collars back there for the hunting dogs and stuff?
We did.
What else was kept in that feed room besides feed?
Shock collars, feed, chicken feed, the GPS tracking collars.
Was there some medicine?
There was all kinds of stuff in there.
So if you need to put something on a dog's skin for rash or something, that had that in the feed room?
Had that.
And now Ms. Maggie would go down there. I mean, you said she'd take a Mercedes sometime, but she'd ride a bike down there too, wouldn't she?
Bicycle, golf cart. And then sometimes she would walk.
She'd walk. And she liked to get the dogs out. Grady and Bubba and Maggie, I think, was Mr. Randolph's dog, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
And she liked to run the dogs in the golf cart sometimes, let them run behind.
She would. Sometimes she just would get out there and walk.
Now, those were pet dogs, but they stayed at the kennel, right?
Most of the time they did.
And they didn't let those dogs in the house because Buster had eczema. Were you aware of that?
I didn't wear that. I knew they would take them up to the house. Now, whether they went in, I didn't know.
You didn't know whether they went in or out or did not?
I know they stayed outside around the house.
And you know they had an electric fence?
They did.
And sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't?
Yes.
Okay. But it wasn't unusual for Bubba Grady and Maggie to be down at the kennels at night, right?
It wouldn't.
Okay. And they like to chase chickens? Bubba the one?
They never would chase chickens until Alex had got a rooster that would roost right over there. After he let that rooster out, that joker got there would taunt them jokers. And they got where they would chase the chickens.
Because the rooster would be taunting the dogs.
Yeah, they aggravate the dogs to death.
All right. That's all the questions I have, Dale. Thank you so much.
With that, Jim Griffin concludes his cross-examination of Mr. Davis. Prosecutor Fernandez again rises for a brief redirect of the witness.
Curious, Dale, what happened to that rooster?
I can't remember if Grady got him or Bubba got him.
The rooster got his, apparently.
One of the dogs end up getting the rooster.
All right. We heard a little bit about, first of all, did Alex do a lot of hunting?
I don't know how much hunting he done, but I know he done hunting.
Okay. And hunting involves killing animals?
It did.
So as far as you knew, he was a hunter?
Yes.
The concrete out there on the dog kennel, did it have a slope to it?
Yes.
And that would be for what reason?
To run the water off.
So water would naturally drain out there even if it wasn't sunny?
It would.
And I think you mentioned and talked at length about the feed room and how there was issues there, but were the issues caused, the wadding root, was that caused because it was actually draining?
When they done that room, they didn't, like I told that gentleman over there, they didn't seal that bottom plate like it should have been, and it would allow water, when you sprayed the concrete off, that water kept just slowly getting underneath the concrete until it started rotting out around the door jams and stuff.
If Maggie was down there at the kennels, would she have put the dog beds down for the dogs?
She would have.
If the kennel lights and the hanger lights and the underneath lights are on, is it fairly well lit out there?
It is.
You mentioned bed. What's your bedtime? You said you rise early. What's your bedtime?
My bedtime, it all depends.
What time are you in bed?
That is a good question. Now, I can tell you my routine.
All right, tell me your routine.
Usually around 4 or 5 o'clock, I go get a shower, and I'm in my recliner usually the rest of the day.
Okay. Alex Murdoch appears to laugh out loud along with a portion of the gallery.
If you're not in bed, you're in that recliner. After you shower, you're in that recliner.
Has he?
And the day is done.
Done.
Okay. And in June 7th, that was that Monday, were you done that night at whatever time you took your shower, 4 or 5 o'clock?
I was done at 4:30, 5 o'clock. I had done had my shower. I was in my recline.
And you were with your wife?
Yes.
Last question. When you were out there at 5 o'clock at the kennels in Moselle, were there any firearms anywhere on that property?
That night, that particular day?
That particular day.
I did not see none.
Thank you.
Anything further?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you, sir.
With that, we bring to a close this episode of Jury Duty, the trial of Alex Murdoch. Please join us on our next installment as we review the testimony of forensic accounting expert Carson Burney and Marion Proctor, the sister of Maggie Murdoch. Also check out the Ambie-nominated crime story podcast Night Raid, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you would like to listen to these episodes early and ad-free, head over to our Jury Duty crime story Patreon page.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can find more information about this trial on our Jury Duty Crime Story Patreon page or at crimestory.com. Jury Duty is created and produced by Carrie and Tholis. It was co-produced, written, and edited by yours truly, Chris Terracone. Music for this episode was provided by Strike Audio. Trial audio is courtesy of Law & Crime Networks. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you will come back for the next episode of Jury Duty.